Okay, I'm here with Johnny Fox. We've just seen Sondheim by Sondheim at the Fringe. And so, John, what did you think? Did you enjoy watching it being performed by Deer in Headlights?
Well, as you say, it was Deer in Headlights, and sometimes not...
I think you might have had something to do with that with your big notepad.
Well, yes.
And sitting in the front row.
And sitting in the front row, and knowing all the words rather better than they do.
And sometimes singing along, putting them off.
Oh, putting it together, I like to think.
Not sure about that, but anyway...
It's an unfortunate week, isn't it? We've just had that incredible Sondheim prom at the Albert Hall.
Which I haven't yet watched.
Okay, well, that would have been the better use of an hour and a quarter. And to see really some of the best interpreters, like Maria Freeman and Jenna Russell and Daniel Evans and Julian Ovenden, turn out the same songs that appear in this show, it makes it impossible to criticise it equally.
No, that's so true.
What you have to accept is that for Camden Fringe, the theatres are turned over three times in a night. The performers maybe have 10, 15 minutes between the shows to get themselves ready. It's a little bit like Edinburgh for that. This looked like the first time the gang had all been together on the same stage with the sound and the lights together. Although not often.
And the lights didn't quite all go together either.
Yeah. Well, some of them went in the middle of the show, but they coped with that reasonably well. So it's an uneven collection of Sondheim songs, and I felt that the men were very much better than the women, but that might just be my personal preference.
The men were a lot younger, by the way.
Well, the women were varied in age, but I think there were only one or two of the girls who really... had a strong enough voice to properly nail a Sondheim song. It was very unfortunate that the woman chose to the woman in her late 40s, 50s, whatever she was, who chose to stand on a park bench to sing "Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch," because you were more.
Now she used to be in the Young Doctors. I noticed from the cast list. So she did a lot of work in Australia.
Oh, I've never heard of the Young Doctors. You'll have to fill us in. She looks old enough to have been in the Flying Doctor.
I think the Young Doctors were before the Flying Doctors anyway.
Oh, really? Oh, well, she was possibly in the old Boilers. But, you know, again, having seen Elaine Stritch do it, 4 months ago, you just can't make the comparison. It's better than amateur, but it's not really... we're getting...
It's a bit of fun, though, isn't it?
It is a bit of fun.
And it's mercifully short.
And it's. I think it's only about £10 a ticket if you...
It's a bargain, really.
Yeah, it's a bargain. Yeah. It's a bargain bucket.
Yes. A mixed bucket, but you know... And did you enjoy the reference... There seems to be a trend to really revive Passion at the moment. Everyone keeps doing it. Like, Maria Friedman came on in a cloak last week doing it. I'm not sure if the Proms did it. I'm sure they did, though.
I can't remember if it's in the prom or not. It's not one of my favourite shows, and nor is Sunday in the Park with George, which of course features very heavily in this, and you know, drags the thing down for me by association.
Well, you know, it takes all sorts, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true. So a bargain bucket of Sondheim continues at the Roundhouse for another two nights. £10, I'm fairly sure seats are available. There were plenty free tonight.
Okay, and we better shut up now, because this is booze going on way too long. At this rate, only my mother's still listening.